რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. გრძელდება ჩვენი გადაცემა, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. საქართველოში 14 საათია. აღესრულეთ ჯერ ინფორმაციას საქართველოს შესახებ. ქუთაისის სააპელაციო სასამართლომ უცვლელად დატოვა საქალაქო სასამართლოს გადაწყვეტილება, რომლის თანახმად საქართველოს შინაგან საქმეთა ყოფილ მინისტრს და ყოფილ პრემიერ-მინისტრს ვანო მერაბიშვილს ხუთწლიანი პატიმრობა აქვს შეფარდებული სხვისი ქონების უკანონო დაუფლების და დასაქმების სახელმწიფო პროგრამაში აღმოჩენილი დარღვევების ბრალდებით. საპელაციო სასამართლომ უცვლელად დატოვა პირველი ინსტანციის გადაწყვეტილება ჯანდაცვის ყოფილი მინისტრის ზურაბ ჭიაბერაშვილის საქმეზეც. მას დასაქმების სახელმწიფო პროგრამაში დარღვევების გამო 50,000 ლარის ჯარიმა აქვს შეფარდებული. ოფიციალურ ვიზიტად იაპონიაში იმყოფება საქართველოს პრეზიდენტი გიორგი მარგველაშვილი. მას ახლავან პრეზიდენტის ადმინისტრაციის, პარლამენტის და ბიზნეს სექტორის წარმომადგენლები. პირველი შეხვედრა მარგველაშვილმა დღეს გამართა საგარეო საკითხებში იაპონიის სახელმწიფო მინისტრთან მინორუ კიუჩისთან. საგარეო ურთიერთობათა საკითხებში პრეზიდენტის მრჩეველმა თენგიზ ფხალაძემ ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა, რომ შეხვედრისას განეხილებოდა საქართველო-იაპონიის ურთიერთობის განვითარების საკითხები და ოკუპირებულ რეგიონებში შექმნილი ვითარება. ფხალაძემ ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა ასევე, რომ დღევანდელი შეხვედრის შემდეგ ცნობილი გახდა, რომ მომავალი წლის საგაზაფხულო სესიაზე იაპონიის პარლამენტი იმსჯელებს ოფიციალურ დოკუმენტებში საქართველოსთვის სახელის შეცვლაზე. იაპონიაში დამკვიდრებული გრუზია ჯორჯიად გადაკეთდება. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტი დღესვე ტოკიოში შეხვდა იაპონიის ბიზნეს თანამშრომლობის ორგანიზაცია რობოტოს პრეზიდენტს ტაკაში ნიშიოკას და 15 მსხვილი კომპანიის წარმომადგენლებს. საქართველოს საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრი მაია პანჯიკიძე სამუშაო ვიზიტით ბერლინში იმყოფება, სადაც გერმანიის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრ ფრანკ ვალტერ შტაინმაიერს შეხვდა. ბერლინში ვიზიტისას პანჯიკიძე შეხვედრას გეგმავს გერმანიის მრეწველთა ასოციაციის პრეზიდენტთან მარკუს ფელსნერთანაც. საერთაშორისო ინფორმაცია. უფლებადამცავი ორგანიზაციის Human Rights Watch-ის თანახმად, უკრაინის მთავრობის ძალები დონეცკში დასახლებულ არეალებში ოქტომბრის თვეში კასეტურ ბომბებს იყენებდნენ. ნიუ-იორკში დაფუძნებულმა ორგანიზაციამ 20 ოქტომბერს განაცხადა, რომ დოკუმენტირებულია კასეტური იარაღის ფართო გამოყენება მთავრობის ჯარსა და პრორუსული სეპარატისტებს შორის ბრძოლის დროს 10-ზე მეტ ადგილას. ორგანიზაცია აცხადებს, რომ არაერთ შემთხვევაში თავდასხმებისთვის პასუხისმგებელი ძალების დადგენა შეუძლებელია და დასძენს, რომ რამდენიმე შემთხვევაში ძლიერი მტკიცებულება არსებობს იმისა, რომ უკრაინის მთავრობის ძალებმა იხმარეს ეს იარაღი. ავღანეთში წელს ოპიუმის ყაყაჩოს წარმოება მიაღწია ყველა დროის სარეკორდო მაჩვენებელს. მიუხედავად იმისა, რომ ამერიკის შეერთებულმა შტატებმა მცდელობა არ დააკლო მის შეჩერებას. წერია 21 ოქტომბერს გამოქვეყნებულ ანგარიშში, რომელიც ეკუთვნის ავღანეთში ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების რეკონსტრუქციის სპეციალური გენერალური ინსპექტორის ოფისს. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების საელჩომ ქაბულში განაცხადა, რომ ყაყაჩოს მოყვანის ზრდა იმედგამოცრუებელი ცნობა და რომ ის მოელის, რომ ავღანეთის ახალი მთავრობა იკისრებს ლიდერის როლს ნარკოტიკებთან ბრძოლის საქმეში. სამხრეთ აფრიკის სასამართლომ ხუთწლიანი პატიმრობა მიუსაჯა პარაოლიმპიადის ჩემპიონს ოსკარ პისტორიუსს, რომელიც დამნაშავეცნეს მეგობარი ქალის არა წინასწარ განზრახულ მკვლელობაში. რივის ტინკამპი 2013 წლის თებერვალში იქნა მოკლული. პისტორიუსი აცხადებდა გამოძიების განმავლობაში და სასამართლო პროცესებზე, რომ მოკლული შეცდომით მიიჩნია მძარცველად. მოსამართლე ტოკოზილო მასიპას განცხადებით ძალიან ძნელი იყო სწორი განაჩენის გამოტანა და ისეთი სასჯელის განსაზღვრა პისტორიუსისთვის, რომელიც ზუსტად შეესაბამებოდა ჩადენილს. მოსკოვში ვნუკოვოს აეროპორტში მომხდარი ავიაკატასტროფის შედეგად დაიღუპა 4 ადამიანი, მათ შორის ფრანგი ბიზნესმენი, ნავთობის კონცერნ ტოტალის დირექტორი ქრისტოფ დე მარჟერი. ქრისტოფ დე მარჟერის კერძო თვითმფრინავი აფრენისას თოვლის საწმენდ მანქანას შეეჯახა. თოვლის გამწმენდი მანქანის მძღოლი საავადმყოფოშია გადაყვანილი. მომხდართან დაკავშირებით მიმდინარეობს გამოძიება. რუსეთის და საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტებმა, პუტინმა და ოლანდმა სამძიმარი გამოუცხადეს დაღუპულის ოჯახს. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები. ლაბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Welcome to Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. I'm Catherine Cole in Washington. Very pleased to let you know that Robbie Foulkes is in the Roots studio today. That's right. I said Robbie Foulkes has come to visit us from Chicago to talk about his CD, Gone Away Backward, and all the 11 or 12 that came before it. Longtime listeners may remember that Robbie was one of the very first guests that we had on the show way back in the dark ages. It has been far too long since we've seen you. Kick things off with a song, will you? And then we'll catch up.
This tune is called I'm Waiting on These New Things to Go, and it's a tune about a guy who's kind of an, I don't know if you would use the word klutz, because that sounds almost Yiddish, and this guy's like up in the mountains in his cabin. He's watching the world go by with all its technological marvels, and he's like sneering at the technological marvels. So this goes like this.
This whole world's a-turning, and it may be headed to some brighter shore. Or it might have gone to hell, it's hard for me to tell, 'cause the cable don't reach my cabin door. It's a quiet life I lead here in the mountains, no fear of information overflow. In the city they're always going on the latest craze, but I'm waiting on these new things to go. I'm waiting on these new things to go, and it ain't gonna be much longer now, I know. All the wonders of our time, they won't touch me. I'm waiting on these new things to go.
Go away, other Robbie.
Tell you if it's raining, one that gets your mail from someone you don't know. There's pants too low to walk, there's singers that just talk. God, I can't wait for these new things to go. I'm waiting on these new things to go, and it ain't gonna be much longer now, I know. All the wonders of our time, they won't touch me. I'm waiting on these new things to go. Yes, every day this old world's a-turning, and a patient man won't have to wait for long. A statesman or a star, a headline or a par, and the brighter that they shine, the faster gone. And the kids tell me I can't turn from the future. Well, if I must, I'll go there good and slow. Just drumming on this Martin box and sipping on some old scotch and waiting on these new things to go. Yes, I'm waiting on.
Dude is forced to sing super high on the songs.
Good morning.
I feel sorry for him when I look over and he's like, ah!
And that color, that red, that
it's
lovely ruby
edge,
red face. But it sounded wonderful.
That's like American throat singing.
Yeah, you people.
That's a lesson in American culture right there.
Early morning American throat singing.
I get extra points for doing these educational things on my programs. The song is I'm Waiting on These New Things to Go. That made me extremely happy. I don't know why, because I'm not a crank. But there are times that I do feel that way myself. I don't know why. And I'm sure, Robbie Foulkes, people must at times come up to you and just presume that every song you've written is about yourself.
Interestingly, like less and less, because I think I've harped on that whenever I speak about my music, is that it's character music, a lot of it, and like everybody that's singing in the first person of my songs has something of me in it and something not of me, probably, almost all of them.
So it's safe to say that you are not that guy that's sitting there with
a little bit. You know, I mean, my wife just got me an iPad, and I was sitting trying to figure it out this morning. I'm used to the laptop that I have. And yeah, I think like that guy in the song, I think, well, I'm going to spend X amount of hours figuring out how to get proficient on this. And then in X amount of days, it's going to be a new device to replace this. So why bother, you know?
But, right. Don't get too attached to it.
No. Because. Don't worry, I'm not. I'm not.
Well, the thing is, truthfully, having spent a lot of time with the iPad and the computer, there are certain things you can do with it, and there are certain things you can't do with it. So don't get too attached to it.
Which do you prefer?
It depends on what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know, if you were going to be writing a novel, you can't do it on your iPad.
Yeah, that's well. They got me a key. They got me iPad attachments. It's like keyboard. A Christmas present.
Yeah.
You get the pad, a keyboard. I had a little thing to hold it when I'm cooking, so I can.
Yeah,
read
well, that's
it.
Nice.
I haven't
that's
even
nice.
Seen you with it, and we've been together for.
Well, I'm not really sold on it yet, but the one thing it's good on is getting through airports.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
Less weight.
It's wonderful for travel.
I have to say, I got up this morning. There was a bank thing, I don't do. You know, I've got a certain level of technical savvy, recording and whatnot, but. You know, you travel a lot, right? Money issues. I've never dealt with the app for my bank. And because I kept saying, oh, it's going to take, you know, a month to get this all passworded out and connected. And I kind of almost had to do it this morning. And I only had like 20 minutes before, you know, taking off to come here. And I have to say, it was not a snag. Everything I did and everything they said and we did, it was just boom, 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 and it's never happened to me before. So I'm kind of a new convert this morning. I've been on an iPhone for...
You're much more on the cutting edge than I am.
Well, you know, it's
swifter with Pro Tools, like everything new that comes along.
My edge, but my edge is not really... Yeah, it's like kind of behind
it. It's fuzzy.
Fuzzy and behind the times. And
we're both old.
You know what the key is? You have to find a 10-year-old.
Yeah, a passing 10-year-old. Lying him down.
What you do is you get one on retainer.
Really?
Yeah, to have one
Where
on retainer.
Where do you see you do this stuff? We don't do this in the Midwest.
There's an app
You must, you know, one of your children must know one. Just rent them for
so
an hour
be
or two.
My kid.
No, because
be
you know why? They don't have enough patience.
Yeah,
that's right.
Your own child,
does,
it's like
you're
teaching someone to drive.
Right.
You
right.
don't want to do that with somebody
no, you're
you know.
Right. You're right.
Just rent a child from down the street for a couple of hours a week or a month.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they will teach you whatever you know.
You know, I'm teaching my 16-year-old to drive this last year, and one thing I find myself doing constantly, which is really helpful, I think, as a driving teacher, is I find myself saying, careful, careful, careful. Like, how do you even react to that? You know, there's nothing to do when somebody's yelling at you, be careful as you're turning a corner. What does that
at useless. Least you don't do the...
I think I do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Bob intake. Newhart. Now, I didn't mean... A left here over the median or whatever.
Yeah, stuttering analysis.
By left turn, I meant, but he's so calm.
That is still one of
and there's
the
no
funniest.
Noise. There's no noise, like, you know, at all, except him talking.
The
like, there's, yeah, there's no
him.
Traffic noise, yeah. no nothing.
It was
and
just
you're
him.
Just imagining this chaos.
One end of a dialogue.
I re listened or listened again to all of those classic
mind.
Bob Newhart phone comic conversations last year and had forgotten how funny they were. But that one and the airline.
Oh, yeah. The Grace L. Ferguson airline and Screen Door Company.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But you know what? We're not here to talk about comedy today. Maybe we are. We're talking with Robbie Foulkes. Do you want to introduce your compatriot here? The other Robbie?
Robbie
Jurso is his name. Robbie Jurso.
And he's actually been in this building many, many times.
Yeah.
Because we'll call you a journeyman. Is that all right?
A journeyman? Depending
guitar
on where
player?
That journey is going,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he plays guitar for a lot of people.
He's never played with Journey.
Yeah, that's right.
Never?
No, that's why I'm still struggling to pay the rent. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know any of those guys. Who was in it, by the way?
Now?
Yeah, no,
Greg,
who was in
there
it?
There was
who
a Greg... Greg, there was a Greg.
There was a Greg and maybe a Joey or something. I don't know.
This is a really boring.
I know. This is terrible.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about Robbie Fulks, whose new album is called Gone Away Backwards, out on vinyl also among besides CD. Is this your first vinyl project?
Yeah, well,
No, it's not.
I was with a band in the 80s that we put out vinyl, and I put out a 45 on vinyl in the 90s. But since I've been putting out records under my own name, yeah, it is, and it was thrilling, you know. I was so happy.
There must be something special about actually picking up an LP of yours and holding it, you know, in the big format.
Absolutely.
And seeing it.
Absolutely. And I think the guy did a great job on the cover. Marcus Greiner designed the cover and found a nice photograph and nice tones on the cover. So, yeah, I'm thrilled.
They just sound different, don't they?
And they sound great. Unfortunately, they don't have quite the storage capacity, as everybody knows. So there's a song that's not on it, but, you know, you get a download card. And I shuffled the order to make it fit the sides of the record, and which was kind of a weird thing because the sequence is kind of important to me. I don't know if anybody else listens to records in sequence anymore. But I spent a lot of time sequencing the CD, and I got it to where I really liked it. And then this thing comes along. Okay, you got to do two 18-minute sides or whatever for a record. And so I just took, like, I don't know, 40 seconds and randomly divided it up. There's only like two or three ways it'll really work, and I figured out what song to leave off. And anyway, it was a little bit random and quick, and now people are telling me, man, that record order is great. I don't know why you ordered the CD like that, but people are preferring the record order, so apparently think about anything.
You have a note that went along with the record saying, this is the order I really would prefer you to listen to these songs in?
Oh, to like reorder the record for people?
Uh-huh.
I should have done that, yeah. That would be a lot of work for the listener to keep picking up the needle, but
I think it would be kind of interesting.
I'd probably sell more vinyl because they'd scratch the record.
Right, and then they'd have to go get another one.
Right.
That's very smart of you.
Yeah. It would have been smart.
That's the only way to sell records these days.
The story of my career would have been smart to have.
That's the autobiography title.
Yeah.
Do people get excited coming up to the record table and seeing vinyl?
Is it
an age thing? Is it young people that are, I mean, who's buying vinyl these days?
I don't know, but I'd say one in every three or four sales that I do from the table is vinyl. And I don't know how to answer that about a generalization about the kind of person. I was here in September in this area, and I had a show in Richmond one night and then Washington the next night, or maybe it's the opposite, I can't remember. And I had, like, a stereotype in mind that was violated by the experience of selling vinyl. I sold zero LPs in Washington and, like, 10 in Richmond. Like, a lot of people were buying them in Richmond, I guess. When I say 10, that gives the audience an indication of the level that I'm working on here. It's, like, a great number for me.
The level of vinyl sales, though.
Yeah.
Versus any other sales.
Yeah. It was more vinyl than CD down there in Richmond.
Is CD king, or is downloads where people
are? I'm not as on top of that, because I don't get those reports every week from iTunes, and often iTunes is folded into other things, and it's hard to read the numbers accurately. But from what I understand from my label, downloads are maybe, I think they told me 60% of what they do, of what they sell, and, you know, records are maybe a fifth or a something like a fifth or a sixth. So it's a each medium, it's important to them to be on top of each of the three, digital, CD, and vinyl. And so everything they put out comes out in all three forms.
Part of the fascinating part of the vinyl was when we were in Nashville, we were able to go pick up a bunch of the vinyl and get a tour Universal. What is it called? Universal?
United.
United.
Isn't that the coolest place? And you watch them coming down the chute.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there, yeah.
Unbelievable.
And the lounges they have set up exactly like it was.
The Motown lounges.
The Motown lounges.
With the old phone book. Still
right,
on the table.
Yeah.
I actually went there and I looked up the people I was staying with. Yes.
Oh my.
And I took a picture of the page and I sent it to him and I said, in case you've forgotten what your childhood phone number is, here it is.
Moses.
Wow.
Because I love doing stuff like that.
I wonder if an old phone number rings a bell.
Wow. I think on that note, we need another song.
Okay. We'll erase the memory of that pun with, let's see. Well, we'll do something from the record for you. And this is the first tune on the record. It's in B flat minor. You know what it is yet, Rob?
If it's in B flat minor, yes.
Okay,
let me tune up.
Will you tell us?
Tune.
Oh.
This is called I'll Trade You Money for Wine.
it won't turn your dollar green. A dollar won't get you high. Some days a drop is all a body needs. Some days the bottle drains dry. Pockets of change don't drive my worry down. Diamonds don't make me shine. It's a short life and a long time underground. I'll trade you money for wine. Your towns from a long black Lincoln boys back when copper was king. 10 years I stood on the same old corner, boys. I never won for a thing. Pockets of change don't drive my worry down. Diamonds don't make me shine. It's a short life and a long time underground. I'll trade you money for wine. Wild were the nights when I was rolling, boys. No hunger unsatisfied. Feared was my name in Elko County, boys. Now they just walk on by. The banker, he spares a quarter for my cup. His trouble's deeper than mine. That way of life, boys, there ain't gold enough. I'll trade your money for wine. Is the sulfur dust off to the wide blue sea. Freed from the rock, the copper flies to where no miner ever may see. Shallow your cares, in vain your industry, so says the wide blue sea. I never burdened God on your account. Don't waste your prayers on me. I've seen a man of wealth and family scrimp till his hair's gone gray, laid in the ground just like I'm gonna be. He might have drunk it away. Pockets of change don't drive my worry down. Diamonds don't make me shine. It's a short life and a long time underground. I'll trade you money for wine.
I'll trade you money for wine from Gone Away Backwards. Robbie Foulkes and Robbie Durso are visiting with us today. That's kind of gothic and scary a bit.
Yeah, thanks.
Where'd that come from?
You mean like where in me? I don't know.
No, just, I mean, did it just spring forth fully formed one day?
I don't have a smart answer for that. You know, like I find that a lot of times when I'm writing, I'll just be sitting around and doing that on the guitar or whatever. And so for some reason, then a phrase pops into your head and you just kind of follow it down. So it's not really super conscious a lot of the time what you're doing.
In the next half hour, we will talk a bit about Robbie's influences. He makes no secret that bluegrass and classic country are very much at the top of that list. His first CD, Southmouth, has a couple of fine examples. This original sounds like it could have been from 1966, but it's Robbie Foulkes circa 1996. Rock Bottom Population One on Roots and Branches.
Down in Rock Bottom, Population One. One.
I'm Catherine Cole. More music and conversation with Robbie Foulkes is on the way. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network. Well, hello again from Washington. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. Robbie Foulkes is visiting in the Roots studio this week, and he has brought guitarist Robbie Gerso along with him. We'll get back to the conversation in just a minute, but how about another one from Robbie's early days? The subject of writing clever songs came up earlier, ones with lots of wordplay. Here is a prime example of what we were talking about. The Buck Stops Here on Roots and Branches.
I never knew this place had so much empty space until tonight when you walked right out the door. So I walked to our bedside and pulled out that 45 that lay for years behind our chest of drawers. At first it looked too worn to play, the label all but washed away. Scratch or two, when the needle hit the groove, I knew it was crying time again. The bus starts here with Hank sure to follow. Turn him up loud and clear. He's singing my song. Occasion's no big deal. It's just some boys from Bakersfield that came around to help me through the night. The buck starts here with Hank sure to follow. Turn him up loud and clear. He's singing my song.
Always writing? I mean, are you the type of person that hears something or sees something and it just happens? Or do you sit down and say, oh, it's 8:32 and time to write?
If I have a project to write for, I seldom write for fun, I guess. Mm-hmm. But if I have a record to write for or somebody asks me to write something, then I get at it.
So you can be disciplined like that? You can, because mm-hmm. I've talked to some people that say they can't. You know, when they set themselves a schedule like that, it's like staring at the computer screen and all they see is the clock ticking.
Mm. Yeah, that happens to me a lot, but I do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I throw away 9 out of 10 things that I write, so there's a lot of there's a lot of inefficiency in the process. If there was a more efficient way to do it, you know, and if that was to wait for an inspiration to strike and it struck exactly 9 times every year, then I would end up with probably as much good stuff as I get, you know, spending all the time that I spend. But it doesn't work that way for me, I guess.
Have you always been a writer?
No, I wasn't sure what I was going to be, you know, when I was 15, 20, well, even maybe 25 or 30. I wasn't sure if I was a guitar player who wrote or a writer who played the guitar. So I sort of, by now I think I'm the latter. But I really love doing both, so.
Well, when I saw you first, actually, you were a guitar player.
He hates the word so.
Really? Tirade against the beginning of...
The beginning of the sentence.
Of an answer.
I just trail off into a terminal like you ask me a question, I go, so the reason...
But there's always a pause. So, instead of apparently, my professor girlfriend says... To try and stop
it's
saying,
a crutch.
It's a crutch.
It's a crutch.
So but replacing it with so sounds more authoritative.
Professor Girlfriend was a Milwaukee band. And
yeah.
That is a great name for a band.
That's like Jumbo Shrimp. Like, what part of that?
I used to have a band called Intern Provost, but that was when I was younger.
Oh, this university humor. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, it is a crutch, you know.
I don't know why I noticed it. I don't know why it stuck. I mean, you know why? Because I hadn't watched TV in quite a while, and I did for some reason. And there were like 3 panelists, and they were all well spoken in a way. Every single one. It was almost like Valley Girl in the news or something. I don't know.
What's that song Loudon Wainwright has about?
The word like, right?
Yeah.
He never says the word, but he just says what it is. He says it's a conjunction or it's a this or a that or it's a. It has something to do with Maynard G. Krebs or something, the song?
He works that into the song also. He sang it here years ago, and I wish I could remember all of it, because it's very clever, as is most of his stuff. But it's the one that he can't stand.
Yeah, right.
And he says makes everybody sound stupid.
Yeah.
Well, right, what about so?
Generational. I use like all the time, and it doesn't bother me to hear it. Our friend Jordan says like every third word. Right?
Oh, he laughs and says the
like,
word. Before he laughs,
you know,
he says
like,
Well, we all have those crutches that we use, sometimes just to buy a little time while
just
your brain catches up with your mouth.
For me, it's been this whole interview.
Thank you.
No, not you, me.
Well, what were we talking about? We were talking about writing. Well, let's switch to playing, because the first time I saw you, you were actually playing in a bluegrass band. I think we may have talked about this before. Yes.
In Chicago.
Okay. Yes. And then I saw you playing your own songs and singing them.
Yeah. Thought, man, he should have stuck to bluegrass.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this, but that was 10, 12, whatever records ago.
Yeah.
So obviously I was in the minority thinking that. No,
oh, so
I'm
you really
kidding.
Did think that?
No, I didn't think
Some
that.
Some people thought
I was
that,
being silly. No.
I thought maybe that was.
No, because
myself.
I like words, and you have a way with words. I like people that are clever.
Well, cleverness is a problem in lyric music, and like words themselves are kind of a problem. There's something to be gotten around and negotiated with a lot of the time, because once you have a great melody, as you know, every tune should be a great melody, then to add literal meaning on top of that is a queer thing to do. So it's so a lot of times with words, clever words, as soon as you have cleverness, the mind just like, that's all it is. That's all the song is clever. That's all it is in the sense that that's 100% of the object, as well as in the demeaning sense of, oh, that's all it is. It's a clever tune.
And people would expect you to be clever all the time then.
Yeah, there's that too. It, you know, making a coherent act, you know, you're doing a cute song into a deep song. Loudon seems to have figured it out, or maybe it's a problem for him. I don't know, but to me, he's figured it out. But I've gotten feedback from people over the years that they have some difficulty with it, so I've become more aware of it. And, you know, I would prefer to do, you know, I had to pick, I guess I would just do serious songs all the time. But I can't quite, and by serious, you know what I mean, as a song that's lighthearted or that has a laugh line in it, I think that's a valuable thing. So I want to keep doing it, and I enjoy doing it.
How did you guys start working together? I mean, is it that Midwest thing?
We met through the classifieds. There's a paper in Chicago called The Reader, and I was working in a band, and I didn't put the ad in. The drummer put the ad in that, or no, you put the ad in. The drummer responded to it, and the ad, Robbie's ad, said that he was looking for somebody that combined the virtues of Thelonious Monk and NRBQ and Doc Watson and Hank Williams.
Small
and
order.
Well, there was one response in all of Chicago.
Yeah, ours was the only response to it, so we met that way.
And we've been trying to figure out all that music and apply it.
And we're still
it.
Failing Ever to since? Interest the entire rest of the world all these years later. We're still not interesting anyone else.
And you're touring this time. This time you're touring. You've got a band together, actually. We're seeing just one half of the organization at this moment.
Yeah, I've been having a swell time since the record came out. The record skews a little bit bluegrass and all acoustic. And so I've been out on it with different players, but pretty much the same instrumentation: upright bass, fiddle, national guitar, flat top guitar. So quartet shows I've been doing a lot of, and it's been a blast. You know, it's expensive, but it's a blast.
You're touring a lot last year and this year in comparison to the some years past.
Yeah, I mean, it's amped up, but it's supposed to ramp up when you put out a product. You're supposed to get out there and sell like Willie Loman.
Well, true, but in a very tough economy.
My thing is small but steady, and it's been that way. You know, there have been little peaks and valleys, but it's been pretty steady now for, I don't know, however long. It's been 17 years, so hopefully another 17, that's all I need to stretch it out to, actuarially speaking.
You've got the tables and have calculated everything.
Yeah.
And international interest. I know last summer you were out of the country, for good reasons, taking your music overseas, and then you're going to be touring more overseas this year as well. Going to the UK?
Yeah. In the summer, I am, yeah. Basically, it's pick up the phone, answer the email, and go where people will have me and pay me. So, wherever it is.
Let's have another song, since I've talked us into a corner.
So, this is called Where I Fell. Small town tune.
Pretty?
Yeah.
Daddy used to catch his supper in this river, now you can swim it. It smells like a 20-ton truck full of paint thinner sank down in it. Come visit a spell, see the plaque to our war fallen. Nothing but a good time. Some guy in Bombay is running that press I used to hate. Now I sling hash for what all spills off the interstate. We sold the family store, left the building standing. You can see the outline where I fell. Might look like hell. From a jet airplane or the top of some big hotel, I'd have chose a place more fine, but the choice was never mine. So I dwell where I fell. Skinny hip chain with her long black lashes and a kid at 10 comes by for some TV and to leg it down with me every now and again. She's a good old girl, I should have long sent walking. The timing never worked right. It's the same sad crew with Delilah shouting over the redneck band. Game score, tea party, world war, I don't give a good goddamn. And that's me crossing the courthouse lawn about midnight, tripping at the curbside, where I fell. Might look like hell. From a jet airplane or the top of some big hotel, Somebody chose a place more fine, but the choice was never mine. So I dwell where I fell. I just dwell where I fell.
Robbie Foulkes and Robbie Durso are visiting with us today. Robbie's new CD is Gone Away Backwards. That song is Where I Fell. And when I first played the CD on our program, that was one of the songs that I played, and that was one of the ones that people emailed in and said, can I hear that again? I need to hear that song again.
Oh, God.
And I one of the guys, I emailed him back, and I said, tell me what it was about that song that made you write in. Because you never know what attracts people. And he said, it just made me feel so sad. I loved it.
That's the country music demographic in a nutshell, right?
Yeah, and from Egypt.
Oh, from Egypt.
From Egypt.
Wow.
You know, so you never know what it is that attracts people. And he just said, it just made me feel so sad. I had to hear it again.
Awesome.
I guess it doesn't matter whether it makes somebody feel happy or sad. You just want them to feel something.
Yeah, I think sadness is a positive value, you know, in this kind of music that I play, but probably in any kind of music, you know, you get this chirpy music in your face all day long, like you hear sometimes nowadays. It's really a negative, the chirpiness and the implicit message that you should be feeling good all the time, because we really don't. It's like stressful to try to smile and feel good all the time. I guess knowing English helps, probably. The fact that people know English in Egypt and most all over the world, that's a great...
Well, there's something also wistful about the tune as well. I mean, you know from just hearing it. I mean, sometimes you have songs that sound very happy, and when you listen to the words, they're not happy.
Right.
But there's something about that tune also that is just kind of melancholy maybe as well. But this guy, he just heard it the first time, and he knew there was something there that made him want to hear it again.
Oh, good.
And I think since then he has actually purchased it, so that's a wonderful thing.
Let's go to Egypt.
Yeah, go to Egypt.
That's cool that you had this personal relationship with your listeners,
too. I think if somebody takes the time, and I know that you're the same way, if somebody takes the time to talk to you, you want to respond to them. And it's not for market research purposes. It's just if it means so much to them that they want to reach out, if there's a way to do it,
hear some story, I mean, it's unbelievable some of the things that you sometimes hear. But, you know, your music, you know, helped me through a divorce, or your music, you know, somebody that I love died, or I was dying, or something. You know, you hear the most unbelievable things. I mean, I guess when I abstract myself from the equation, I think about music that means a lot to me, I can understand it better, because it's just healthful and powerful if it's done well, right?
What music means a lot to you? Or the first thing that you remember meaning a lot to you?
Doc Watson and Carter Family and, I don't know, John Hartford, the Beatles, and then a bunch of stuff that probably nobody's heard of, too. A friend of ours, Jenny Scheinman, is always inspiring to me, and... there's 30 others you probably think of.
That's some stuff that you mention on your website, too, in your blog, so people could find you online and learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah, if they visit my site, I talk a lot about, mostly about music, but sometimes about what I'm reading or what I'm thinking or something that happened to me. But probably 70% of it's about music and, you know, a gig that I played or music that I'm digging at the moment. And and then from there, trying to be analytical about it in some way, as much as you can be with music.
And they can purchase stuff through your website also.
Sure, yeah.
They've got a store. And your website is?
It's a forum for commerce as well as for reflection. And it's robbiefoulkes.com.
Spelled F-U-L-K-S.
Yeah.
R-O-B-B-I-E. And you can email me, and I'll point you in the direction of Robbie's website. Before we go, we're going to have one more song, but people are going to ask me about your guitars because they sound so good. So what are you each playing, Robbie's?
Well, I'm glad if it sounds good, but at the moment, mine's a little buzzy.
Well, it did sound good.
It's been a hard winter on this guitar, but this is a McAllister 00 mahogany guitar that was made for me by Roy McAllister in 2008. And it's extremely lightweight. Being a 00, it's got a pretty small body, and it's pretty much, I guess, patterned after Martin specifications. And Robbie, you're playing them. a harp.
This is a National Resophonic Radiotone Bendaway.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'd like to say, Eric, Don, and Jason over there in San Luis Obispo, they bought the National. I don't know the whole story about how it wound up there with them, but they're just phenomenal craftsmen and people, and they'll custom make stuff or, you know, different types of woods and whatnot. But it's got a resonator cone in it. You know, old days it was to get over the, you know, whatever.
Make noise. It loud?
Yeah, just make it loud. They've got all kinds of models. Go to their site if you guys are interested in anything like this. They make tanks out of them. I mean, they're just well-made. And
literally tanks?
No. Oh.
Do they have a Robbie Gerso model?
They're made like tanks. Well, if you maybe called them up and said, you know, well, actually, we've worked together on some things, but not necessarily, definitely not a Robbie Gerso. They don't need me. They don't think they have so many classic models and then little innovations on them. They're making them. You can actually do that. You can actually say, I want this, that, and the other, and put it together.
And they'll make exactly what you want.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah, they're really amazing people over there. They're doing a great job. And it's wonderful that when you're playing with two acoustic guitars on stage, we've done a lot of that. But just to find a way away from that sometimes is great. And it's great to do it together, you know, duo picking or all that. But this last record, there was a lot of little things and sounds on it that were not required but experimented with, and it's nice to just be out of the way of whatever he's doing.
Yeah, or the timbre of two acoustic guitars. Sometimes it's nice, and it reminds me of Doc and Merle and some other Touchstones, but a lot of times it's, you know, you just have to negotiate it more carefully, right? Just pay a lot more attention to what the other fellow's doing because
absolutely.
The sound just kind of like cancels each other
out. Yeah, it's like phases out notes and feel or something. And so, you know, it's nice to do this. It's a round neck. So, you know, they make dobros and resonators and square neck. You play slide on it. We can play bottleneck on this, but it's been really fun to explore that area, you know, to try and work around other areas of the acoustic guitar.
All right, well, play us one more song and then we'll let you go because I know you've got a show tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Are you coming?
Yeah.
Yay.
Of course. Yes.
All right. This is a tune about, since we're so close to Virginia, almost in it, we'll do this tune. And this, I know you have a personal connection with those, with a seldom seen crowd. And they were explicitly in my mind while I was thinking about how would Duffy phrase this, and on a couple of these lines anyway. And I was also thinking about this geographical territory, which is so rich in a kind of a specific brand of acoustic countries. Anyway, this is called Goodbye Virginia.
I was young and aflame with a dream and a dreadnought I'd soon make my name. But you can't make a living on a song and a prayer, and the men in those taverns are too drunk to care. So it's goodbye, Virginia. Chester on down. Now there's 10 women wounded, 2 good trucks gone. I've burned up my good luck, sung my last song. So it's goodbye, Virginia, so long. Bye-bye. Thank you.
In some northern city, there's a straight 9 to 5. Give me paper and I'll push it, a truck and I'll drive. But no more I'll return to the land of my youth. 20 years of hard country's too much of the truth. So it's goodbye, Virginia, the green battleground. I worked a beer joint, Winchester, on down. Now there's 10 women wounded, 2 gunshots gone. I burned up my good luck, sung my last song. So it's goodbye, Virginia, so long.
Thank you for coming in today. You know, I'm trying to think of when you were here the last time. I was looking back through your catalog to try to figure out which album it might have been.
It may have been
Couples in Trouble.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. What year was that?
Was it just one time I was with you before?
Maybe twice. No, you know what? It was actually first or second record, which would have been like 97, maybe?
I thought it was 97.
97.
Couples in Trouble came out in 2001.
It was 97, and 2001, we maybe did one on the phone, an interview on the phone.
Okay.
So, yes, you don't have to wait 17 years before coming back.
Well, I just, you know, have to invite me.
I know. Well, we tried once or twice, but, you know, it's like weekends or, travel. Yeah, 15 years. Yeah. But anyway, do come back again. With him, with a band, whatever. Thanks.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
It's fun to see you, too. Fun to see you.
Even.
You. Well, I hope you enjoyed my visit with Robbie Foulkes this week. And as always, I look forward to your comments. The email address is roots@voa.gov. That's R-O-O-T-S at voa.gov. We will leave you with something that showcases Robbie's great guitar picking. It's the bluegrass classic Hamilton County Breakdown. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
რადიო თავისუფლება უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს სადავო საკითხებზე.
ეს იგი როზა ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამომრჩეველთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი.
და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქე და უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ გვინდა საქართველოში აბავშიროთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატიაში.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება ობიექტური მაუწყებლობა.